Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
All right, let's get it going. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You're scary. Hey. What's going on, Pat Cloud?
Hey, there's a... Okay, so hear me out.
Just jump right into it?
There's a lot of dark stuff going on the timeline. So we gonna have a sandwich episode, all right? It's just a lot of lighthearted, cool stuff up top. I have a new game that I want to try.
Okay.
And then we'll do the real stuff in the middle, and then we'll go back to lighthearted. I even have a conspiracy today. But fam, it's a lot of dark stuff going on the TL. But
I know it.
I'm definitely down to start a little lighthearted. The thing that I just could not wait to talk about was Azalea Banks. I have very strong feelings about Azalea Banks. I've done multiple videos about her. If you don't know who Azalea Banks is, think of the Salem witch trials back in the day. All the bitches who got burned up and deserved it. That's like a modern day Azalea Banks. She's terrible. No one knows what she actually does.
She used to rap. She like had a promising career as a rapper, and I think it might have been Ninth Wonder that tried to help her out, but she like burnt a lot of bridges, man. It just, she got into it with a lot of rappers. I think she got into it with like Joe Budden at one time and a couple of others, but yeah, man.
I'm not even lying when I say I thought she was a real estate agent. It was like real estate agent or like carpenter.
Wait. So you thought that she got all of these followers from flipping houses, nigga?
Well, the only time I've ever heard her in headlines was her trying to trash somebody else. So like I don't like publicly trashing people. That's not my thing. But there are certain people that just is just like, wow. All she does is like She's just wicked. She's just, that's the only word. She's just like a wicked.
I've never seen you have so much disdain for a person, like ever before. This is angry Pat, and I don't think I've ever seen, or irritated Pat. I've never really seen irritated Pat. Because like, even with the thing when we were filming Dance Break, that was like fired up Pat. Like, we could be whatever, but I've never seen you just like irritated where the wheels want to turn, but they like keep clicking on each other.
Because she just rubs me the wrong way. And then like, and it's not even like a clout thing, because to be honest, she actually hit me up once and was like, ha ha ha, like this video, because I did a video about her. And she was like, ha ha, this is hilarious. Send me this. I'm gonna post it. And I was like, fuck you. I don't like even if it was like for clout, like I'm just like, no, I truly feel this. But yeah, I just
wait, you did send her the video?
No, I didn't send her the video. I was like, go fuck yourself. You're wicked. You're witch.
Fuck yourself.
But
she really burns your biscuits.
she just be tearing people down for no reason. And it's and here she comes, 2020. She was like, let me jump in here with the murder hornets and the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And, she did a video saying, not only was she saying, y'all never come to my defense. Y'all came to Doja Cat's defense, which we will also talk about. Y'all never came to my defense, which gave no responsibility for the wild stuff that she said when we did not come to her defense. And she also claimed, she said, I should be ruining y'all niggas' marriages because Dave Chappelle, I smashed you and I should tell your wife. So out of everybody in the world that should be talked about right now, somehow Dave Chappelle caught the most bizarre stray of all time. We were talking about Doja Cat, and just Dave Chappelle somewhere being funny, seeing himself
minding his business.
And Azalea Banks, of all people, do you believe it? Do you think Dave Chappelle was giving her the old?
No, I don't see Dave doing it. I could see Dave entertaining the thought of her once she threw it up, but then she opened her mouth and Dave was like, "Oh, nigga, I'm good." Like, I don't know. Blue cigarette smoke in her face, like, get out of here, scat, skedaddle now.
There's just no way. And my favorite thing going around the internet is saying that Dave Chappelle walked away from $60 million. You don't think he could walk away from Azalea Banks?
Right.
Morally, it's the weirdest but funniest headline out right now. And it's just like, fam, Dave, of all people.
I feel like she's just trying to attach herself to anybody at this point, man. Like, we're going to look up and she's going to claim she got a Patrick Cloud sex tape. And that's going to be the thing.
No. See, I feel like people wouldn't even entertain that.
She's going to have the whole Cloud Village at her neck. Village of the Cloud Wives.
They're entertaining this Dave Chappelle thing because it's funny. I feel right. Like if that dropped about me, half the word would be like, who? So and the other half would be like, there's no way. There's no way. That nigga hates her. Also, she looks like, you ever seen Rugrats? That little crackhead doll that Angelica had, Cynthia? That's what Azalea Banks looks like to me.
You called the doll a crackhead?
It was like, you remember Cynthia the doll?
She was missing big gaps of hair. It was like hair, and there was gap.
That's a crackhead doll, for sure. That is a crackhead doll. And it's funny because Will, my friend Will Ferrell, made a really interesting point. He said that he doesn't fuck with... By the way, Doja Cat has a big picture of Cynthia, like, behind her. Like, that's her. And Will was saying that Angelica represented white privilege in Rugrats. She'd got everything she wanted if you didn't do it. She would hurt you. And Susie, the black girl, was the only person to ever go against her. So the fact that Doja Cat is like, you know, Cynthia's my girl, kind of is why she's in the hot water that she's in right now.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that like it even in the cartoon, the black woman wasn't taking no shit. And that was before like this became a thing. That black little Susie was like, that's bullshit, Angelica. Like she had a weird little voice too. She was calling Angelica out on shit.
That's hella true. She was a baby.
Yeah.
She was a baby. I'm pretty sure.
You don't try no black girl with braids. Not the way Susie had was braided. I was like, she ain't.
Oh, with the things on the end?
Yeah. She wanted to be fucked with at all.
Susie probably grew up and was able to fight.
Mm-hmm. Even though she was raised in a good home. She had both parents.
Uh-huh. But she could fight. I could tell. I could tell by her outfit. Now that you say that about the hair, she could fight. Yeah. I think she could fight.
I'm not mad at it. You got to be able to protect yourself.
Angelica, for sure, grew up and, you know, became a Karen.
Oh, my God. She was in training. She was in training even as a kid. She would look, remember, she used to, like, lie on the bed, stupid babies. I'm going to get them in trouble. Like, she was a Karen in training. She's probably the OG Karen.
Low key. She was, wow.
Yeah.
She was the original Karen, and she was just a baby. Got to
class stuff on the kids and all that type of shit. Like, original Karen, bro.
He's like, I'm getting
OGK.
I'm getting an early start. How's that posture corrector working for you?
Hey man, I'm out here, bro. See, I'm doing it.
I left mine at home, but I kind of fell off. But I low key need to wash it.
Are you wearing it without a shirt on?
No, I mean I put it on. It'd be getting hot as hell in here. I got to turn that off to record, and I just need it's getting hot. I need to wash it because I don't want a musty posture corrector. That's super weird.
I feel you.
That's hella weird.
Yeah, out here.
All right. Also, Doja Cat, since we mentioned her.
Yeah.
Doja Cat is in a lot of trouble. There's actually a hashtag. You know when there's a hashtag by your name, it's either
Doja's over party.
Doja Cat is over. So,
what is it? Doja Cat's over party or Doja's over party or something like that?
Doja Cat is over party.
Yeah.
And it's trending because she was, you know, if you don't know who Doja Cat is, she came out with Bitch, I'm a Cow, which was huge. And now she has the number one song in the country called Say So. You've probably heard it on TikTok. It's featuring Nicki Minaj. So she literally just climbed the charts, number one artist, the hot new girl on the scene. She's half black, half white. And now she's trending because she was on some video chat site talking to racist people, laughing at their racist jokes. They were flinging the N-word around. She was laughing. She talked about not wanting to be black, but at least she's thick. At least they gave her like the ass and hips and all that stuff. And she has a song called Didn't Do Nothing, which is a phrase that mocks police brutality victims.
Right. So that part right there, that was the only part that I was like, wait, how did they get that? Because what did they, did she say that in an article that that song was mocking that? Because I listened to the song, it's on SoundCloud. We go through there, a couple people have reposted it, and they made sure to tag the producer. And it's like, whatever, didn't do nothing ass nigga did something. Like, that's basically the flow of the chorus. Right. At the end of the verse, but I'm like, did she say that, or that just was leaked from like a friend that's what this was? Or
so the reason how it was explained to me is the reason why it wasn't really, that phrase wasn't in our ear a lot, was because it was used on the op side. Like, it was basically how didn't do nothing was how a racist person would describe a black person who got beat to death or shot or something like that. Mm. So that was like a phrase within that. I guess it's like a fucked up way to mock us. And the spelling of it is like didn't do nothing. That's the biggest part. So she basically, and this was the song is like a year old, but all these video chats, you'd think they like dug them up. This was all shit that she was doing this month.
Right.
But yeah, she basically based the song off of that, and she even apologized for it, which is basically admitting that it was kind of, she said, I guess she didn't mean it or whatever her bullshit. I didn't really sit through her.
I don't ever listen to the apologies because you know it's forced bullshit.
I listened to the first couple minutes and it was just like, God, it was bad. She started going like, Beyonce is the, she fucked it up like you. She said, she's the cream of the crop or something like that. Or like, I forget what
that's
she said.
A different saying. Cream of the crop is a different saying. It's different from what I said yesterday.
I forget what she. No, she said queen of the crop.
Oh,
I was like, or something like that. But yeah, she was doing all this. She was like busting it open on these chat rooms. First of all, why are you in a chat room? Why?
Friends, bro.
Huh?
He seemed like a person that doesn't have friends. She seemed like a person that like. People like, yo, you know Doja Cat? Like, yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, that ain't your homegirl? I was like, oh, not really. Like, I just know her. We be at the same place, but that ain't.
Well, that's.
You know, we all know people like we're cool with, but we wouldn't hang out with outside of like work or filming or something like that. We all know people like that. So she strikes me as that type of person. Another thing with the Didn't Do Nothing song, it was like they were using it at alt-right rallies and shit like that. And I was like, okay. That right there just seemed like a stretch. Like, I can't see no gun-toting, black-hating, redneck, alt-right, whatever, blasting any type of rap, even if it is, like, dogging black people. Like, I can't see them, like, just rocking out to Didn't Do Nothing. Like, yeah, this nigga gets it. Like, she gets it. Like, because she's mulatto.
So it's like, who is it for, you're saying?
Yeah. Well, that, I'm just saying, like, I'm just wanting to know the true story behind that. And then the other thing is, like, that I'm a Cow song, I thought that was like, I thought she made that mocking old girl that Wiz Khalifa was dating, like that model chick that had alopecia. That's what I thought I had read, that like she was talking about that chick.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't know what either she was talking about the chick or it got big because the model was rapping it and she literally, you know, she has the alopecia, so she has like patches of light skin that didn't have pigment in it. Like, so I don't know if that made it big or that she made it toward her.
That's fucked up. You know, it's crazy because
vitiligo. I said alopecia. My bad, guys. You're right. Vitiligo, not alopecia.
Vitiligo, right.
they quit with it.
I thought it was because, well, Doja came out, she was kind of like, she always was talking about she got a little pudge or like she's like a little, you know, bigger than like the flat tummy artist and all that stuff. And I thought it was just like a play on eating what she wanted. But I mean, now that all this other stuff is happening, I don't put it past her.
Because I could have swore I saw something. What's the chick's name? Winnie? I think her name is Winnie. That's what people are saying, Winnie.
That's the girl. That's the Wiz Khalifa's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Winnie Harlow?
Yeah. I was trying to see if I could find the video of where I saw her singing, because I feel like she was on a I feel like she was on a boat when she was singing it, or at a pool or something like that. But maybe I'm tripping. I could be making it up, but I don't think so. I usually be right about that shit. So
yeah, she I mean, she was actually in a cow outfit in the you're right, in the comments. She was in a cow outfit, but I mean, that if you're sneak dissing somebody, you could still be it. I just never heard of that. That's pretty wild if that is the case. But okay. Either way, we all thought that Doja Cat was just a cool, quirky girl. But I mean, turns out she is very, very strange, a lot stranger than we thought. And then it's crazy. She issued an apology sentence, or like not sentence, like a big ass paragraph. And it was just like, I'm so, so sorry. And then the internet was like, nope. And they found even more footage of her like talking bad about 4C hair. I guess she has like 4C hair. And she had this whole thing about like bashing it and how like it's ugly and how God cursed her with it and stuff like that. That was the same day as her apology. So she had to circle back and do a 30-minute video apology. And at this point, I'm just like, all right.
I'm tired of her already.
I don't like cancel culture, but you are who you are. So it's like,
I feel like when people play these roles, or they live up to these roles that they kind of like self-identify with, or, you know, like, I'm going to come out as this, and this is going to be my whole thing. And then some shit happens, and then you want to backpedal. Like, nah, you like embrace that shit, double down on it. Cause like, this wasn't like one chat room that she did this shit in. Like, it was multiple chat rooms. It's like, yo, you got to know somebody's recording this shit. Like, anytime you go live, I've learned that anytime we go live, somebody, one of our fans or somebody that doesn't like us, is screen recording that shit. So just in case something happens, it can pop back up. They got the receipts. And I always go with that mindset and always think hot mic, because somebody's listening. Somebody's watching, bro. Like, he would be out here just wilding out, and then he want to throw the apology and be like, but are you really sorry, though?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just sorry you got caught?
That's it. Because it wasn't one time. She made it seem like, we can't control who goes into these chat rooms and blah, 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 blah. But there were multiple chat rooms. And it's like, if you didn't know them, you like playing with yourself and pulling your titties out and putting your hands in your mouth for just strangers. Like, you have the number one song in the country, you idiot. That's so weird.
Wasn't it something about like, she's like, if y'all stream this song or have it go number one, I'm going to show my titties. And then the song went number one. And she was like, psych, y'all niggas really thought I was going to show my titties. Right.
That was funny.
But then, but all the guys that was ready to see her titties was like, we finna get this bitch. Like, I had started seeing that first, right? And then literally like 2 days later, this shit happened. I was like, they really got her ass. They motherfuckers dug it up.
I mean, if you're the type of nigga to stream that song over and over again to maybe see her titties for a second, like, I guarantee you're the same type of person to look for those old videos. But that's the thing. They didn't dig nothing up. These chat rooms happened this month. She gave them an easy job. This wasn't even old Doja Cat. Like, I don't even know.
Somebody had got, like, 6 Cherry Cokes, a lot of cocaine, everything's all right. Time to do some digging. Oh, that's it.
Oh, you're fully racist. This was May.
he was ready to commit to like hours of digging. He was like,
why Jerry Coke?
With the cocaine back in a baggie. He was like, say this one better.
Why'd you include Cherry Coke in that all night session?
Man, because they eat, it's either Cherry Coke, Mountain Dew, or Red Bull that they be on when they be like deep diving.
Really?
Yeah, like hella caffeine. I feel like it's one of those three.
You would know it's on the menu for these things. No one else notices that stuff. We think coffee. Cherry Coke.
You don't never see a hacker drinking coffee. Like, all the hackers in movies always have, like, a Mountain Dew, like, the Cherry Coke, or a Red Bull. It's always up because they use cracking it up. Like, that ass element of a, let's get into it. Bow, and then go right into it. You see somebody with a cup of coffee, like, let's get into it.
in Detective, the cops be drinking hella coffee though.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm probably gonna notice that. I'm probably gonna notice that in everything now.
Like, oh yeah, especially the Mountain Dews, bro. The Mountain Dews, and I will not lie, Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper, guilty pleasures. Guilty fucking
Mountain Dew, really?
I love it. Grew up on it. Absolutely. The citrus acid. Ooh, yellow five. Give me all the yellow five.
Mountain Dew, after that kills your semen and shrinks your balls rumors, I never recovered. I never fully got, even when it was proven that was bullshit, I never got back in.
I don't mind that at all. I don't mind kill the semen. I don't want it.
The shrink?
I don't want it at all.
The shrinkage, though?
Huh?
The shrinkage?
What do I need big balls for? To sit on? Take these balls too. As long as balls don't affect the feeling of the nut. I don't even need the nut. The feeling of the nut? The hit of a nut.
Wow. All right, well.
I don't need it. Would you really feel that different if you didn't have balls?
I would think I would sound a little different. I already have a high voice, but it would probably be the bullshit without balls.
Nah, man, you'd be fine without balls. Think about it. If you don't have balls, you can't produce semen. That's number one, right? And also eliminates the chance for testicular cancer, right? You ain't got no testes, so you can't catch that cancer. That's one less thing to worry about. Right? Never have to worry about getting kicked in the balls, because like kicked in the dick don't hurt. Getting kicked in the balls, that's what hurts. So boom, you lose that. Now you're a fucking superhero at this point.
You never been punched in the dick? That hurts.
No, nobody's like ever grabbed my dick and was like, how's that feel? But kicked in the balls.
Your dick gets a little bit of that kick though.
Yeah, but it's not nearly as painful as the balls. The balls is what's sensitive.
I could low key go without balls. My balls be like hurting sometimes. You be sit like you sit the wrong way.
That's what I'm saying.
You cross your legs the wrong way. That
and the balls keep it real of what create the smell. That's what's down there dangling and getting sweaty all day, rubbing against the thigh, getting the inside of your boxes dirty. It's just the balls, man. Dick ain't doing nothing. Dick just minding his business. If Dick ain't got nothing going on, Dick shrink. He be like, it don't even concern me, my boy.
No one likes musty balls.
No one likes musty balls, man.
No one does like musty balls. Huh. I could do without balls, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Get rid of them. Get rid of them, man.
That'd be crazy. Free the balls. Though.
Free the That'd sack.
What's crazy looking about that is that I guess the only thing that would be different would be getting head. And it's funny. If they were down there, they would just see straight through your legs. It would be your dick. And then they just see the bottom of your ass.
Some people, because like they'll lift it up and then try to get like your taint, the highway of heaven, try to get me like, leave that alone. Then they drop the balls back down, right? So some people do that already. And so what? So what, bitch? I'm a Ken doll. Get with it. Let's go.
Well, really, the only way to pivot off of that is, you know, speaking of, you know, your balls and your penis and not having balls and just people being down there.
Yeah.
Manscaped.
Yeah,
our buddies over at Manscaped. Shout out to them. This is an episode that is sponsored by the good guys over there. It's springtime. Flowers are blooming. The grass is growing. It's time to mow your personal lawn. Okay. So, thank you to Manscaped. You can now trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. You guys see the wordplay that's going on right now. I am talking about ball trimmers, of course. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth as eggs and smelling nice like a daisy in the springtime, okay? So it's time for some spring cleaning in your pants.
Absolutely, okay? Man. And I'm going to take this time right now to encourage you guys to check out the Perfect Package 3.0 kit, because it comes with the Lawnmower 3.0, which is waterproof, cordless body trimmer, and has a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine. And when I tell you I'm a firm believer, man, the ball reviver, woo, does wonders for me. I am a fan. The third generation trimmer also features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents, those little nicks that you get on your ball. Because, man, let me tell you something, dog. Cutting your balls is like a real project, bro. Like we make fun of ladies. You see all the you see all the montages and movies and stuff. The girl's got a leg all on the sink and she's doing all of that. Like, man, imagine doing that like with balls. Like, you got to get all around the crevices and balls are wrinkled. So you got to like smooth it out, one nick, you'd be like, man, forget it. I'm not shaving that other ball. But with this, it lowers the chances of any type of nicking. It has the light on it, so you can do it in the dark. Kidding. Don't do it in the dark. It's just so you can see those hard-to-reach places, okay?
Hey,
don't be crazy. Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped advanced skin light technology. Manscaped obsesses over technology to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience, and they only use the best ingredients for their formulations. Inside the perfect package, you'll also find the Manscaped Crop Preserver. It's an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer, because keep the balls moisturized.
No musty balls.
It's starting to get hot outside, man. You know, even if you're just sitting on the couch all day, once the temperature outside like starts to heat up, it does something different to your scent. So this moisturizer, this crop preserver is essential to your ball life, okay? Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Just give it a try. And as our treat, you'll also find the Crop Reviver, which will keep your ball smelling fresh, just like spring flowers. So all you have to do is subscribe to the perfect package and get the new replacement blade refill for your lawnmower trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months. Because a lot of people don't do that, man. Like, you really should replace those blades. The same way your barber, fellas, you probably don't know it, but your barber replaces his blades or get them sharpened every so often. And you should do the same thing with your personal trimming to keep your maintenance intact. So for a limited time, subscribers get two free gifts. You get the Shed Travel Bag, which is a $39 added value with the patent high-performance reducing chafing Manscaped boxer briefs. And this is part of the perfect package for your perfect package. So you can get 20% off and free shipping if you use our code DIYS at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job.
That's right. No musty balls 2020. There's already enough going on. Don't get you couch balls, okay? Man. Couch balls is something I made up while Tahir was talking. It's we in quarantine. We on the couch. We playing video games. You stream on Zoom. Do not get couch balls. Get you some ball deodorant from Man.
Crop Preserver, man. Absolutely, bro. I'm all about it, man. Got to get up every so often and just do that. Like, kick them off because they'll get stuck to the side of the thigh. So you got to just kick it off just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Keep it fresh down there. That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead. Get that for Father's Day. You know, moisturize your own father's
Wait a second. What?
Get it for Father's Day. It's a great gift for Father's Day.
There you go. Just leave it at that.
All right. Moving right along. I want to play a game. This is a new game. It's called Guess What's Happening. Okay? I'm going to put some images up. And I just want you to guess what you think is happening, all right? They're all linked to some sort of story, some sort of strange internet thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, not screen sharing. Let's do that. Wow. Oh, it says you disabled screen sharing.
Did I? Let me see. One participant in time share. Okay, boom. There we go. Try now.
Sweet. All right. Image number one. Kapop.
Oh, wow.
What do you think is happening in this image?
As when you got to fight a supervillain, and until the Avengers can get there, because you can't ride a normal horse into this type of danger. Horse gonna turn around, but a bull, yeah, you gotta ride a bull into this type of danger. I have no idea. What the hell is this?
Man, this is in Brazil, Marajo Island. There are military police buffalo patrol. So if you ever think that shit's about to end and you walk outside, you see niggas patrolling on buffalo. Not only police, military. Patrolling on buffalo, shit has gone awry for sure.
So wait, do they not have horses, or are horses not indigenous to Brazil, or what are we talking about?
They got there's horses in Brazil, but these guys are pulling up on buffalo, and it looks. I mean, look at the intimidation factor.
It's very intimidating, but I just feel like they aren't as fast as horses. So
they probably
get out of a car. Somebody on a horse be like, "Kiss my ass!"
Yeah, but you got to think about horses, even police on horses. They're not really trying to, what are they going to chase a car? That's really just for patrolling. Yeah. This is just for patrolling. It ain't really.
I didn't know that you could, like, train a buffalo like that. Like, I didn't know that they were that willing and able to be domesticated to ride like that and be able to, like,
listen. Well, if you cut their balls off, they become a lot less aggressive, and then you can do, that's what an ox is, basically. It's a steer with his testicles removed, and then they're just like, well, I'm not going to attack you, so you might as well put your stuff on me.
Really? Is that a real thing? If you cut their testicles off, they become less aggressive?
Yeah, and then you can use them for, like, farms and carrying stuff, because they're way stronger than donkeys. So, yeah, an ox is pretty much a steer with no balls.
Never knew that.
The more you know.
The more you know.
The next image in Guess What's Happening. All right. guess what this is and why it's a story.
Is this like the first successful gender change?
Nope. Don't even have to you actually don't even have to go into that that rabbit hole. This is just a lovely young woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You have any guesses? Anything you want to throw in the ring?
I'm at a lot of losses right now, man. Like, is this before and after something?
This is her. This is just the outfit change up. You see, she got the bandana on. She put the little parka hoodie.
I thought it might have been a hijab.
Maybe. You know, it's just her accessories, how she does it. She got her best skirt on. You see the shoes. You see the drip on the left. She got her hair.
Like, would it be a hijab if she got a shoulder out in the other picture? Like, she out here wild. This is not night and day right here.
I don't know.
Have no idea what's happening like that. I mean, aside of her, like, needing to see somebody about them eyebrows, I have no idea what's going on. Them eyebrows, she got waves in the eyebrows. She used a wave brush for her eyebrows. She got Dax wave grease inside of her eyebrows. I can see it. Yes.
She has two durags for each eyebrow.
She got a bandana with satin in the shape of her eyebrows, and she puts on a forehead every night. I have no idea what's going on here.
All right, well, do what you will with this info. But this, the lovely woman in this photo is Princess Kahar, and she was considered the ultimate symbol of beauty in Persia. This was the early 1900s, and she was considered so beautiful that a total of 13 men killed themselves because she rejected their love. So, I don't know if anybody's had a moment.
I was frozen with confusion.
You guys see these guys on the internet, these guys who are just like, why would you leave a comment like that under a woman's photo? This guy must be third world thirsty. I do believe that maybe their ancestors were also that. I mean, imagine getting curbed by Princess Kahar. Imagine that. Imagine you throw it all in. You say, what's up, baby? I got the new Manscaped trimmer. I can hook you up with that mustache.
Because it is a little something there. I see it's a hint. It's a hint of something there. It's a shadow.
It's a hint.
Presence, you know.
He does have a cartel mustache that is undeniable.
I ain't never seen a blowout cool-out suit. Like, I didn't know if that was, like, the skirt was tucked in a little bit, or those are shorts with a hell of a flare.
I see what you're saying. I'm trying to imagine hollering at this girl in the right picture, like, with that outfit on. The left is pretty rough, too.
Yeah.
if she was just kind of chilling right there, I'm trying to think, like, what my end would be.
I mean, all I can think is, like, you just, you invite her out to, like, play some basketball because she looks like she knows how to handle herself on the court.
Or rugby, yeah.
Yeah, that or rugby. You're like, hey, would you like, you know, come over, help me change my brakes? Yeah, you know, I'm going to chase some Tyrannosaurus Rex later. Would you like to join me?
I can see her having some good...
dump truck fell on my cousin. You think you could help me lift it? You know, things of that nature, I think, would be things that could possibly excite her. She'd be like, yeah, that sounds exciting. Let's get this going, you know.
She looks like she could put up a hell of a mast, like in a sailboat. Mm-hmm. I feel like she could for sure help you with the sails. I would assume she's good with her hands. She could probably till a field pretty good.
Mm. Now, it doesn't say anything in the article about her being a professional hand wrestler. Arm wrestler. It doesn't say anything about that at all.
No, she probably got a nice little hook on her, though.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
probably a nice little hook on her. Yeah. But yeah, 13 men murdered themselves because they couldn't get the pussy. That's another level of thirst.
Hey, man, well, you want what you want. You know, the heart wants what the heart wants.
But would a dick want this? Is my question, because I understand. I understand love.
I don't speak to nobody else's dick but my own. Okay. Hearts I can speak to because I've talked to different people. I've never hit one of the homies up like, hey man, what your dick been up to lately? How's everything going on your dick side?
Check-ins. I know it's none of my business, but
yeah. Yo, you ever had a chick call you and be like, let me speak to your dick?
Oh wow, that would be wild. I wouldn't know what to do besides hang up. Well shit. Shout out to Princess Qatar. Sucks that she was such a heartbreaker. She was low-key a serial killer.
From the 13 men?
Yeah, if you think about it. After the second dude, you should feel some type of way. But she looked like...
I think at that point, you got to make it a challenge to see how many you can do.
Wow.
You're like... What if her older sister might have been like 8, and she was like, I'm going to kill that shit.
But I feel like the biggest M. Night Shyamalan plot twist of all time would be like, what if she had that wet? Like, what if she threw it back and it was fire?
I'm not going to continue to do this. I feel like we've gone down this rabbit hole long enough.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to ask for help right now. This is me waving the white flag. Hey, come save me. I'm done. Right.
Next image. And my bad. I forgot about the people who are just listening to audio only. So we'll describe the image as well. All right. This is from a shout out to Hollywood Unlocked. This is a photo of a dude seemingly in a casket, but he still has a mask on. So what do you think is going on in this photo?
I think he died saying, oh, and they couldn't get him find a way to close his mouth. And so rather than have him in the casket looking like he's saying, oh, it was like, let's just put a mask on him.
But he's dead. So you think they put a mask on him so that he doesn't breathe on anybody?
No, not that at all. I think that like maybe like he saw something like the previous screen and he was like, oh, and it shocked him so much. Stroke, right? But nobody knew because nobody was home. So when they found him, rigor mortis had set in and he had been laying on the ground like this, oh, for like 9 hours. And like when they took him to the, you know, the Undertaker, right? They couldn't close this. It was stuck. It was like that. It was making an old.
So that's a thing.
Mask over him for the coffin because they still wanted to do open coffin.
So you're basically saying that whatever expression you die with, isn't reversible.
I think certain circumstances. You know what I'm saying? He might have just popped up. You know what I'm saying? Pop something, and then you know that happened, and it stiffened everything. You know, so.
Okay, that's not actually what happened at all.
Oh,
no O's, no O's. Actually, no death. This is a picture of the mayor of Peru, and this is him playing dead after he got caught violating lockdown protocols. So he's basically, this is the mayor. He's accused of pretending to play dead after he was caught trying to avoid arrest for avoiding lockdown. This is in Castro Verena, Peru. I'm sure I said that wrong. This dude's name is Jaime Rolanda Urbino Torres of Tantara. It's epic as hell. He was on a night out with friends on Monday when he was caught by police breaking curfew. When police arrived to arrest him from the building, Torres was lying in an open casket with his eyes closed while also wearing a mask, and he pretended to be in a coronavirus facility. His friends also hid in some drawers to avoid arrest. So, on some petty shit, the police, the Policia Nacional del Peru, they took a photo of this nigga in the open casket. In the open casket before they arrested him and his friends. So they basically went like, nigga, get up.
Yo, here's my thing. It's like, yo, you play it dead, right? What happens after the quarantine? Like, what happens when everything goes back to normal? Are you going to act like, oh, I miraculously woke up from a 2-month slumber. Thank God. Back to ruling.
But you're also, you're the mayor. What are you going to do? You're going to live low-key in your own city? Like, that's
right.
That's ever. He was clearly fucked up. He had to be.
What is going on, man?
Had to be. That's hilarious to just get in there but still put the safety and just be dead. Like, no, and no autopsy. And, like, when they move you, they're going to be like, he's alive. They're not going to, what are you going to just pretend to be stiff and flex? That's the worst plan ever. You're the mayor. That was so random.
Wow.
All right, let me go to the next image.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my dumbass. Press down on the YouTube. All right, boom.
I actually saw this one yesterday. This is the baby getting, like, well, I don't know if it's baptized or Christian, but, like, he's doing it with the water gun to obey social distancing. So, I'm like, I wonder, is he shooting the, like, the baby get two streams of water across the face and just got shot up with the 9mm water gun?
So, for anybody listening in audio, this is a picture of a priest with a COVID face mask. He has a what looks like a water pistol pointed at a little baby in a dress who is standing 6 feet apart. So this is religion in the name of social distancing. And it's this image is just amazing. First of all, I would assume he's going for headshots. You know what I'm saying? Like right in between. And I'm sure he kind of like congratulates himself when he gets it. Because imagine getting that perfect shot, that little baby didn't even see it coming, just bah, right there, baptized, you Christian now, headshot, Call of Duty, 100%.
Hey, what if he did this after he like, he blew the pistol after he got
and spun it, and put it into a holster, like,
and a teacher, not to try to praise the Lord in this house.
So, I actually don't know how many, priests are doing this, but one of the bigger stories was it was happening in Michigan. A Michigan priest went viral after photos emerged of him pointing and shooting at his churchgoers with a squirt gun filled with holy water, and he was doing drive-bys. This guy is doing a little bit more up close and personal, but the priest in Michigan, the people were still in their cars. They just drove by, and he was like, pop, 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 drove by, pop, pop, pop. Like he was really letting the holy clip off. And I guess this is the one who went viral. I don't know who this guy is that you're looking at. His name's Father Tim Pelk. Mm. And he told BuzzFeed he had two hits. It even had two hits in the Vatican, which sort of concerned me, but I haven't heard anything yet. So now he's upset. He might get fired or something. But he said the whole idea began as Holy Week approached in April, which was back in April, at St. Ambrose Parish. And he decided he'd bless his parishioners, never seen that word before, He bless his people using a water gun and set and offer Easter baskets, all while practicing social distancing. So I can only imagine how he gave them the Easter baskets. It was probably like a grenade throw or something like that.
Just flick, yeah!
Yeah! Buy the egg and throw it. But that's hilarious. I mean, do you just wait at this point? Like, I feel like it's like if you were about to get married or something, it's just like, I'll wait till this is over. Just wait till this is over.
My boy, his wedding was supposed to be in June, and he had to push it back. And I remember when this first kicked off, I was supposed to do a comedy festival in like April, May, and then it got pushed back. They pushed it back to June, and we got an email last month saying, yeah, this is going to be suspended until we figure out what's going on. It's just like, man, so much has been affected by this. It's like, you don't know, man. It's going to take so long, I think, to find that footing and get back. I don't know, man.
But something that important, it could, I mean, a marriage and your Christianity official baptism, I guess. I think you could just wait and have it the special way, you know? Yeah. Someone in the comments said he shot right between the crosshairs. I see it. I see the pun, the punmanship. All right. Next image. This just gets funnier the longer you look at it. So this is a, for everybody watching, this is
wait, it's so many jokes in here.
It's a lot. So this is a picture of a new brand of pork rub. And it's just, it's a lot going on. You got the Pornhub logo.
Yes.
You got what looks to be Miss Piggy.
Uh-huh.
Over a fire.
Over a spit.
And over a spit. And the thing that she's being rotated on is Pinocchio's nose. And it is going through her butt and out of her mouth. To add insult to injury, we have Kermit looking at her dead in the face while this is happening.
Wow, it looks like he's rotating it on the other side. He's actually rotating the spit.
Or like seasoning her.
Oh, or something. Okay.
And the flavor is called Roast That Bitch and great on Dead Animals.
Yo, all right. No, man. Somebody had to make this. I'm not believing that this is a real one, bro. Like, this is... It's so much going on. Like, the first thing my eyes drew to was like, man, they're like Miss Piggy. Then I saw Kermit. I was like, oh, snap, that's wild as hell. Then I saw Pinocchio as a spit. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Then went to Roast That Bitch, and they're great on dead animals. I was like, well, why would you ever put it on live animals? The pork rub was the very last thing that I saw that looks like Pornhub. They ringed it out. They got all the laughs possible on this label. Wow.
There's nothing even really going on in the photo. There's nothing to really even talk about.
Yeah, it's more visual puns than anything.
This label is everything that's happening. According to the comments, it's on Etsy. So they are sold on in Etsy and Spencer's.
Yo, that's so crazy.
It's a cold ass logo. All right, next up.
Oh wow.
What do you think this guy is in the news for? What does he just look like he could have done?
All right, so just for the people that are listening, it's a picture of an older white gentleman with a lot of wrinkles in his forehead, with just a look of just upset and disgust, right? And if I had to guess, I would be like, he just found out that his daughter likes black men. That's the look. That's how I would describe it for the people that are just listening and can't actually see it. Just imagine an older white man, I'm talking like 64 to 67, raised in Florida or not so friendly parts of Texas, and just found out his daughter loves black men. That face. That's what I'm looking at right now.
That was pretty apt. That was a pretty good breakdown.
Thank you.
I guarantee you that has happened in his life. I guarantee you that led to some of those frown wrinkles. That stance. You're probably right. This is a Alabama mayoral candidate who asked to bring back public hangings this year. This is a special education teacher who's running for mayor in the city of Sylacauga. And he's asking for drug dealers to be publicly hanged as a form of punishment. This is Michael Ray, 59 years old. He looks 79.
He does.
Yeah, he's using his campaign to propose that public hangings be enforced to drug dealers who are repeat offenders and have promoted the idea on his campaign's official Facebook page. It said, please consider that drug dealers have murdered for profit approximately a million teenagers, sisters, brothers, mothers, white people. In a short 20-year period. Yes, I'm very aware public hanging is extreme and totally not possible without federal approvals and not from city or state officials. Extreme, yes, but definitely brings attention to this scourge on
You read the city like it only has consonants in it, like it has no vowels.
You've seen this word, Sylacauga. Sylacauga. But public hangings. And he didn't say criminals. He specifically said drug dealers. So you can probably assume where his aggression is pointed.
I don't know. I would have to see the demographic. Because you think about like Breaking Bad, the dude that Aaron Paul's character was, it was like all white drug dealers in that town. So I would have to see the demographic.
Yeah, that's true.
Initially, yes, you automatically think that he's talking about black
people. We're also talking about Alabama. So.
Me too.
We are talking about Alabama.
That is very true. I was, you know, I had did a college tour to Talladega University in Alabama. Alabama. And I don't know, man. Something about it just wasn't white.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Like, just going into the convenience store, and I'm one of those black men that does have a military streak and be like, don't ever call me boy.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I know, like, because I've worked on, so, like, when I first moved out here, I was a PA on a set. And I remember one time we were, I'm trying to think what program it was for, but this guy was like, hey, could you boys go ahead and set up the table? Now, it was a white guy with us, too, that was a PA, too. But that's how I knew he didn't mean anything by it. But don't ever call me boy. Right. And so, because I felt so strongly about it, I had to pull him to the side, like, hey, man, listen, I know you didn't mean anything by it, but don't ever call me boy again. He's like, yeah, man, I didn't, you know, I was talking to you fellas. You know, I was like, yeah, I get that. But say fellas. Hey, could you all, don't ever refer to me as your boy again. Yeah. I got fired that day.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah, but I let it be known. Nobody's going to call me boy. And...
You know, They'll stamp you with the angry black stamp as soon as they can.
Yeah, that's fine. But like that's all it took for me in Talladega because I really liked the university. I really wanted to go there, but walked in the convenience store, like right down the street from the campus, and older white guy behind the counter was like, "Where you boys from?" And I was like, "Can't deal with 4 years of that." It just is like, you know, because I know some people don't mean anything by it, but I know some people do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and they do for real.
And I'm just like, not this one. I'm not the guy for you to boy. You're not gonna boy me to death. So
yeah, when they mean it, they mean it for real. Yeah. And it sucks because I mean, like, whenever people start talking like that. You just got to learn how to drown them out. And the best way to drown out unwanted noise is the new earbuds from Raycon. These are the E25 everyday earbuds, and they are the best ones yet, okay? So you already know Raycon earbuds start out at about half the price of all the other premium wireless earbuds on the market. And that they sound just as amazing as the other top audio brands that you know and love. But this newest model, this is the one, I'm telling you. 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, seamless, no seams, more bass, a more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit, All right. Their wireless earbuds are so comfortable and they're perfect for conference calls, binging podcasts like this one, or just listening to music while you work out in your quarantined space. Unlike a lot of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet. No dangling wires or stems to distract you from anything. And, you know, obviously this is co-founded by Ray J. It's been backed by all top celebrities like Snoop Dogg and Cardi B. Everybody's obsessed with Raycons. So you got to go ahead and pick them up, see what the hype is about. Now's the time to get it. This is the latest and greatest form of Raycon. You can get 15% off of your order. All you have to do is go to buyraycon.com. That's buyraycon.com. And then use the /DIYS. Okay. So again, that is buyraycon.com/DIYS. You'll get 15% off this already affordable product, and you will be bumping. You'll be bumping this isolated music by yourself, and it's fire. So go to get your Raycons, okay?
Hey, tell them Tahir sent you too, cuz. It's nowhere for you to say that, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to just add that in the notes or something, you can go ahead. All right, before we get out of here, I feel like we have to talk about some of the not so good stuff that's going on on the internet. Minneapolis is going through it right now. There is a very, very horrible, I'm not going to pull it up, but there's a horrible video that surfaced of a police officer had his full weight on this dude's neck, this black man's neck. He just had his knee on his neck. The dude was screaming. He couldn't breathe. It was literally like the don't breathe, I can't breathe Eric thing Garner. All over again. Huh?
Eric Garner.
It was the whole Eric Garner thing all over again. God, this is happening so much. Like, it's hard to remember the names. That's how messed up.
Did you see my video today?
Which one?
On Instagram.
Was it about this?
I literally just was like, I can't today. I was like, I literally get up every morning and I look at Twitter and Facebook and everything for a video or an image to make fun of. And today I don't have it in me.
Yeah.
Like, it happens so much, it's understandable that people become numb to it. But I was encouraging people, like, don't become numb to this, because this shouldn't be our norm. Even though it feels like it is, we have to continue to speak up and speak out about this so it does not become the norm and we don't become numb to this. Like, we have to talk about it. And I don't know if you're going to get into the story or any updates, but I've been going to CNN like every hour checking like this type of stuff. I mean, checking on the story, and they have fired the four officers associated with this. All four of them have been fired. And I think that's great. I think that's a great start. You know, I hope that they get prosecuted and they don't have like the police union there to back them. I want them to be prosecuted and brought up on charges as four humans that unnecessarily killed another human being. Like, that's how I feel like they should be prosecuted. So I don't know, man. Like, I couldn't do a video today, man. And I literally had to meditate and try to get in the right mindset for the show, because I was like, I just wasn't in it today, man. I cried. I'm not gonna lie. I ugly cried.
Oh God!
This is what got me out of it, right? Ugly cried right after my shower. I'm sitting on the bed
after naked. The shower. You gotta after do it.
My shower, right? I held it together the whole time in the shower. But I was listening to music, and then this song came on, and then I read something that somebody had sent me a tweet. It's like, hey brother, I love you. Just want you to know that. And then it started coming, right? So I'm sitting there on the bed. I'm crying. And I feel a tear, it like comes off, they come off my face and they hit my stomach. And then one of them rolls into my stomach fat. And I was like, all right, that's enough, guy. I get it. I'm gonna get my life together.
That was a visual you probably could have kept in those.
That got me out of it. I was like, I got
that was worse.
I was like, I gotta do something about this fat.
That image almost just, it makes it not sad anymore. It's just like, once you picture that image, I agree with you. It's just like, stand up. All right, stand up. We're not doing
it. I wipe my face and my belly. You know how I embarrass.
That's an image.
That's what pulled me out, because I had to laugh at myself, man. I had to laugh at myself, and that kind of helped pull me out of it. God be knowing, man. Because nobody could have called me and got me out of that. I literally just had to laugh at myself. Like, that was so ridiculous. to get me out of that funk, man.
That's a funny way of thinking of it. But that's super wild. It's funny that you say it can't become a norm, because it's wild that, like, them firing the cops that killed this man for no reason, it was like, that was even like a win for us. And it's just like, that shouldn't be a win. Like, these niggas should go, they should obviously be fired, but this happens so much and they're either nothing happens or they're put on paid leave. Yeah. That almost like the lack of justice became normal. And now it's like, when we get just a little bit of a win, we celebrate it. You know what I mean? And it's great that they actually charged the people who killed, Ahmaud Arbery? Was that his name? Ahmaud Arbery. It's great that that went all the way through, but it's just like, with these things, it could get as something as simple as them getting fired makes the news, because it just doesn't happen in these cases.
It does not happen, bro. Like, I forget the young man's name, but the officer that went into the young man's house and killed him in his own house. And they were like, well, we got to see what all the facts were. What do you mean what all the facts were? She was in his house.
That's the fact.
You can't be no more at right than in your own house watching TV, and then somebody comes in your house.
That's wild. Like,
what facts do you need to look at? So yes, somebody was like, yeah, firing them is not enough. I agree that firing is not enough. And that's why I said, like, I want to see them brought up on charges and convicted as humans, like as regular citizens. Now that they won't have the police union behind them, I want to see them prosecuted right now. But we still should celebrate that win. That's one step closer to getting Mr. Floyd some justice. So yes, I am going to celebrate that in hopes of getting much more.
The mayor had a pretty emotional speech about it. So, you know, hopefully the city does what it needs to do to see this all the way through. But even if these guys, you know, are buried under the jail for doing what they did, it shouldn't have happened. It absolutely shouldn't have happened. It was a complete, like, it was an execution. That was a public execution. And the video is chilling. I would not suggest watching it. But make sure you do what you can to, if you can, you know, show your support. Rest in peace, George Floyd. I know we got to get out of here, but you know, I just definitely wanted to speak on that, because that's a big, big topic in the news right now, and it absolutely shouldn't have happened. So this was more of an open face sandwich of an episode. I wanted to put the dark stuff in the middle, but instead we just was like light, dark. Bye, guys. but definitely rest in peace to George Floyd. And we just, you know, I hope that we as a culture can make it through this, because this is wild.
It really is, man. And before we get out of here, man, I just want to say shout out to Christian Cooper. He was a gentleman that was in New York where the white woman called the cops on him and saying that he was threatening her and coming close to her, and he had everything on film. And I've been following that story as well. She's since then apologized and said she didn't mean to harm him or have any harm come his way. It's like, you know what you're doing.
Is that the girl with the dog?
Yes. You know what you do. You know what calling the cops and saying he's an African-American man, he's threatening me. Like, you know what that does. You know what type of feelings and emotions that incites. And I know we got to get up out of here, but man, I just got to say, bro, like that right there, it was just, that should be a crime. That should literally
have someone, a fine at least.
Yeah, like, we need to start some legislation to like that, because that's basically like false witnessing, falsely reporting a crime. Like, that infuriates me, man. And I'm at a loss for words more than I normally am, because it's just like how you sit up there and say that you didn't mean to cause any harm in this way, you know the climate of the situation of our you know, society towards African Americans. That's number one. Number two, you blatantly lied on them, right? Number three is she's been removed from her job or put on leave from her job. Her dog's been taken away from her and all that. But it's like, bro, that's not enough. Like, what if they would have caught this man and they didn't put forth the effort to verify, because he verified everything. He's like part of some bird watching community. He's been on like the council there for a while. It's like everything he said checked out. All he asked him to do was put her on Alicia, and you damn near threaten this man's life. And it's just like, it blows my mind, bro. So much, in fact, like this happens so much, and everything that's going on is make me feel some type of way that like I went on my jog today, and I probably passed like six houses and apartments with big American flags like hanging on the front, and it made me feel some type of way. And it wasn't as hostile as a feeling as seeing a Confederate flag. But seeing that American flag waving didn't make me feel proud and patriotic. It made me feel like, who's America? You know what I'm saying? Like who's America is it?
That was Kaepernick's whole point, and he got shit for kneeling.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. And the fact that she pre-threatened, she was like, before she called, she's like, I'm going to tell them that an African-American man was threatening my life. The fact that she said it like that, she's like, I know you're done. Like, all I have to say is what I say, and you know what happens. Like, exactly. And then she doubled up on it with the police. She's like, an African American man, he's threatening me and my dog. And he was like,
meanwhile, the dog is like, bitch, let me go.
Threatening me.
Because at first, I didn't realize how hard she was choking the dog. I was like, man, that dog seemed like he don't want to be with her. Like, he's like, she stole the dog. But then I was like, oh, she's choking the fuck. He's fighting for his life. Bitch, you tried to kill two living things. Like, yo, you wilding out here, shorty. You wilding.
And I already know, I made a video about it today. White people do not play with animal abuse. They play with a lot of things, but she threw herself down the river by choking a dog out while on camera falsely reporting. Like, I was like, oh, you done. As soon as I saw the puppy, I was like, oh, yeah. They got your ass.
Oh yeah. PETA was like,
they don't do shit for us, but they'll...
You know that gif with the dudes at Walmart, and he closes the door, he be like, and he walks over, you know that gif? Yeah. I feel like PETA saw the video, was like, it's like, find her name.
It's for anybody who didn't see the, I won't play the whole thing, but look at what this dog is going through.
And he literally can't breathe. He's like losing it. It looked like he passed out at that point.
He's just, oh, where am I?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, she does this at home too.
Yo, he does this at home too? Like this is when I was like, yo, that dog don't want to be with her. I didn't realize he was choking, but I'm like, yo, that's, neither here nor there. But yeah, man, watch the news, educate yourself, read on these stories, follow up on these stories. CNN is really good about updating stories and doing retractions if they need to and correcting information. So, yeah. Just stay informed, people, and tell your people that you love them. That's all I got, because I got to get ready and get up out of here.
All right, and shout out to the only black bird watcher in America who was able to, man, if he wasn't a bird watcher, he might have been, it might have been trouble to.
But it was suspicious.
Yeah, but he was like, I'm a bird, I'm the only one.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Damn Internet You Scary. Shout out to the scary squad of our patrons who've been watching live this whole time. We appreciate you. We love you. As always, I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week. Peace.
That sentence stopped pretty.
I was going to say another episode, but he was like, I feel like you had already said that. Anyway, we out of here.
Ha. All right, brother.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.